appeal. That's the only thing I regret, is that it would have been nice to see the exoneration in a higher court.
So you support this, right? You support the president.
I do. I support the president's decision to pardon Joe Arpaio, who served this country for all of his adult life. He's 85 years old. He's been strong and bold and confident in the tip of the spear in enforcing immigration law.
But he broke the law. But he broke the law.
Well,
he didn't abide by the law, and he hasn't been sentenced yet. I've got to ask you these questions. He broke the law. He didn't abide by what the Justice Department, the guidelines that they gave him. He has not been sentenced yet, and the president already pardoned him. What about the rule of law here? No concern for you with that?
Don, I would say that my understanding of this is that it's judge-made law, that Judge Snow made the law up from the bench. And I also recall that Janet Napolitano jerked his 287G program authorization, and that began well before that, when Democrats on the Judiciary Committee began to complain publicly and call upon the Obama Justice Department to go after Joe Arpaio. This was driven from politics in the beginning, and I don't think anybody can quote the statute that was violated. Instead, it was a judge that made it up from the bench.
Well, I'm not a legal scholar or legal expert, but what I have heard from our legal folks here on CNN who are nonpartisan, they're saying that the Justice Department issued a directive. They told him he had to abide by law. He broke the law, and therefore that's why he was accused of what he did and found guilty of what he did, and that the president, in their estimation, was not abiding by the rule of law as well by issuing this pardon.
The president has the authority to pardon.
He does have the authority to pardon.
Himself.
He does have the authority. But
he does have the authority, yes.
He does have the authority, but he had not been sentenced yet. He's saying what our legal expert says, Laura Coates, is that he's not following the rule of law. He should have at least waited till he was sentenced and maybe even served whatever sentence that he would have been handed down to him, that he should have served that and then a pardon.
I think that's a significant, I'll say liberally interpreted. There may be a tradition out there to wait until the conviction would come down and the sentence would be delivered, but I don't think there is for anybody to serve their sentence. So, but I'll say this, I saw this coming as a political persecution.